Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Well, I think anytime you win a playoff game, you're pretty jubilant. You're pretty excited. Like I said, we know we have things that we need to get better at and we need to execute better, but winning's winning when you're in the playoffs. And we have an opportunity next week to go out and win again. We have an awesome opportunity versus the Packers, and probably Saturday night. Awesome. Lambeau Field, really excited about it, but yeah, we'll definitely take this one and enjoy it. And you know, we got a short week and can't wait for it.
There's George Kittle, only had one catch for 18 yards, but his normal great work blocking, especially on the Debo cutback touchdown that made it 23-7. The 49ers win it 23-17. They head to Lambeau, which, by the way, heat wave, tropical heat wave, 21 high, 9 low on Saturday, which is better, by the way, than Monday, which is 10 for a high and minus 3 for a low. So a lot of sleeveless 49ers, I'm sure. But let's get into the Cowboys first. Our good friend Cynthia Freeland has all the numbers, at C. Freeland. Make sure that you're following her. Make sure you're watching her on NFL Network. Which, by the way, Cynthia, I was watching you and the rest of your cohorts pick the Cowboys, all of you. Ye of little faith. What the heck? What happened? What happened? How come you didn't go against Hawk and Greg Rosenthal and everything? What were the numbers telling you before the game?
I would like to point out that I was the only one that had just a 2-point win for the Cowboys.
You
which
did.
In some regards, is not a 3 or 3.5-point win. So at least directionally, I kind of had it a little bit better, just, you know, obviously justifying. But no, look, that game was weird for a number of reasons. Obviously, sports media is full of takes this morning, but, you know, the number of penalties alone was very interesting. So I think it would have been a closer one, although I don't know if I think the outcome would have been different had things gone, you know, a little bit, you know, the penalties not been such a factor, or the end, or whatever. But I think it was more just about, like, look, it's the playoffs. These are two good teams. They're going to be more closely fought. It was one of the more interesting numerically, you know, the team that's trending in the right direction, getting healthier, getting their left tackle back with Trent Williams and the Niners versus a team like the Cowboys that have played, like, bipolar football, like sometimes great, sometimes terrible.
All right, I'm willing to move on. You did have Dallas winning, but we're living in the now, and the 49ers won the game yesterday. So is it too early to do the simulations? We got a Nick Bosa injury, a Fred Warner injury. Green Bay's got some situations they have to deal with in their defensive front. Have you done a simulation on 49ers and Packers on Saturday night, Cynthia, yet?
I've only started to, you know, those are some pretty significant injuries. So it's going to take a little bit more kind of understanding of where things really lie in those regards. However, I will say something that's pretty funny that keeps coming up in this one is coaches' decisions. And I think there's something about this particular matchup between these two coaches where I think that, like, if you see the types of decisions that Matt LaFleur has made in the past and facing this team, it's, he doesn't always do his best job in these games. So that is something that is more prevalent in the model than I would have expected, as in coaching, like, interesting coaching decisions being a source of potential concern for the Packers.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Cynthia Freeland's joining us from NFL Network as we're talking about the Cowboys and the 49ers, and we'll move ahead in just a second. Fourth downs, we always talked about fourth downs. Kyle Shanahan had an early opportunity. He decided to take the points. They went up 13-0. The Cowboys came back 13-7. We had ourselves a ball game. But the fourth and one at midfield was obviously big, and I'm looking at Next Gen right now, and it says if they convert it, it's 96.2. If they punt it, it's 82.5. If they fail, it's 75%. And they had a 71% chance of converting that fourth in just inches after they reversed the call on Debo, but then they jumped off sides and they had to punt it anyway. But I want to go back to the 23-7 part. After Debo scored at 23-7, it looked like this thing was pretty much wrapped up.
I mean, look at those numbers, though. Like, sure, the numbers go down and they become – it seems like a massive swing. But it's rare that a team will lose if they're only at 24 or 22% like win situation. It's really – the decisions need to be made in times when it's, you know, in the 60s or 50s that are more conducive to, like, being a big problem going forward. And because we don't know – there's enough error – that we don't know is who's a little banged up and not quite right. You're obviously missing two of your best defensive players in different moments of that game. And do you want to, what's your, like, you know, do you think you can stop the run better? Like, there's things that are not, while it's interesting, it is an imperfect science, right? Because there's so much that we don't know that they know on the field and we're just unaware of. That's at that point, you're playing with house money on some level.
Yeah, and we had you on several times this year, and we talked about how aggressive coaches have been with fourth downs, fourth and shorts, going forward and not kicking field goals. But Kyle Shanahan did it three times yesterday where he went – they were up 7-0, but he went 10, he went 13, he went 16. We see Bill Belichick do that. Mike McCarthy, I think, on the other side of it, Cynthia, when he fell down in the game, there were a couple of fourth downs where I thought he might go for it, and he decided to bring out his great punter, Brian Anger, who really is a difference maker for flipping field position. My question to you is, you know, obviously Doug Peterson did this with Philly and the Philly special in a couple of big situations where he was aggressive in a playoff game, but by and large, are coaches more conservative with going forward on fourth and shorts than they are in the regular season, or less, or equal?
Here's the funny part. It depends on the coach. Coach McCarthy is and I say this from a mathematical standpoint. There's no judgment of his personality, character. I don't know if he's a nice human or not. I don't know anything about him when it comes to that. I don't know him personally, but his decision making is not strategically aligned with clock management. That seems to be, that's a problem. There's poor clock manage. I'd be willing to say of the teams in the playoffs, they are the worst at clock management in any metric. So that, I feel mean saying that, but it's not a personal thing. So that like, you know, it's not personal. It's his decision, and that's it. So I think coaches are to varying degrees more or less like he must have a belief, and that belief is driving something that potentially is this an area of opportunity for him to get better next season, because it's nonsensical at times.
Well, I think you have the smoke. Yeah, I think you have the smoking gun, because again, one of the things I'm sure they're talking about and debating, and they can throw plastic bottles at the officials all they want, but you're calling a quarterback draw down the middle with 14 seconds left in a game, and you got to try to get back on the ball. And I've talked to a number of players in the league who you used to play were saying they knew that right away that play wasn't going to work, that they weren't going to be able to get that play off and spike it in time.
Right. The number of, and even if the ref had been in the perfect position, and I do think the ref, I think he should have left earlier. I think whatever. That's neither here nor there at this point. But, you know, that's not the problem, right? And also, if you are noticing, sometimes when you have games with that many penalties, especially early on, it's in part there's something else going on. Perhaps your substitutions are not going smoothly. Perhaps there's a lot of different things that go into that. But if you can't manage getting the personnel in that you want, like for example, I remember one time Micah Parsons was just really trying to get a jump on Deebo Samuel, and he, you know, neutral zone infraction. That's not even a bad penalty, because at least there was a strategy there, right? At least he was trying to do something that was beneficial. When you can't substitute your players after executing what you knew was a fake punt, then you get that, you totally, that is on you. That is coaching. There's no, you can't blame that on your left tackle being banged up and the rest of us not knowing that. So it's just, there's a lot of nonsensical things that were from a personnel standpoint. Like, you knew you were going to do that. Okay, well, let's say it was like, did they not expect it to work? Like, did they not have a plan in place? Like, we'll see if this works and then we'll make a decision later. Like, that's where I get confused about that, because you lose your entire advantage if you knock off that much time on the clock and then it is the way of the game or whatever, et cetera.
Yeah, I had no idea what he was doing there. And John Fassel is a great special teams coach, and he called the fake punt. It worked. And then he left his punt team out. Like, what are you trying to do? He was trying to get the 49ers to call a timeout. Why would they call a timeout then? What, were they going to punt it again? Go ahead and let your punter throw the ball again. I don't get it. And they wound up taking a delay of game. So they did get 3 points out of that fake punt, Cynthia. But had they managed the clock better, they may have gotten a touchdown.
Well, and you said it right. They got 3 points, but the clock, they limited their ability to get another possession because it's such a poor job of managing what the clock was doing then. Because if you score, you know, it is hard to score a touchdown fast or slow. It is hard. It's very hard to score a touchdown slow, but they gave the Niners so much of an advantage by being slow that the Niners then, who are a great running team, and look, Kyle is, I'm going to call Kyle, Coach Shanahan, a mean play caller, meaning he'll take that delay of game, and it feels mean, but it's smart. He's super smart with it. You think he's not going to punish you for making a mistake? Like, are you thinking he's like, I'll just give you this one. Like, here you go, it'll be nice. Like, no, he's a punishing play caller. Like, he'll take the mean, he doesn't care. Like, why should he? So I just think, did you think they were just going to somehow like give you the ball back and like, oh, you get another try at
that? Go ahead. Don't finish. You're rolling.
Yeah, no, it's just confusing. Like I don't like it was a very poorly managed game from a lot of different aspects, and the refs, of course, at the end, that was weird. But in the first half, there was a lot of mess. Like it was a mess the whole time. Like they were lucky to be in it in the second half, not the opposite.
Cynthia, just for the heck of it, and I know this didn't happen, but because what Cowboy fans are doing and what a lot of national media is doing is, okay, let's say he does get the ball down with 1 second. They're at the 24-yard line. I don't know if you know this off the top of your head or just any kind of ballpark figure, but what's the percentage that a team scores on one play from the 24-yard line? 10%, 5%, 20%? I don't know.
Well, look, anyone who says that there's one number for that is mistaken, because it really depends on a number of factors, not the least of which is like personnel on the field and, you know, but obviously it's better than the 0% chance you got by the play you called before it. You know, it's a low percentage play no matter what. I think 10, if you need to quantify it, something like 10 would be great. But if on a historical figure standpoint, it's like, you know, it depends. That defense was probably not going to let that happen, although you had injuries along the defense. So it's possible. But at the same time, there's no, I don't know. The what if thing is always very dangerous in real life and in football life, because it's like, well, what if what? Okay. What, people are like, well, they should call the fourth down and go for it, blah, 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 blah. But you're like, you wouldn't have, the responding team would not have called the plays that they did had the score been 21-7 instead of 14-7. So there, it's an imperfect science when it comes to this what if game. But at the end of the day, the reality is your strategy isn't cohesive. Their strategy isn't cohesive. It did not give them the best opportunity to win from the jump. Needing that 10% play at the very end is just, it's highly improbable. And it would have been really fun to like potentially have it happen in overtime, and everyone loves drama, but like, it's the whole rest of it leading up to it was a lot more the problem than that one moment.
All right, so the 49ers are on to the divisional round. We do have a fresh injury to update you on involving Jimmy Garoppolo, so we'll tell you about that in a moment. But only one of these NFC West teams are going to make it onto the divisional round as well. This game tonight is interesting to me. I don't know what's more shocking, that J.J. Watt is going to play in the game, and he's been activated from IR, Cynthia, with that shoulder injury that's a bad one, or the fact that Eric Weddle may play in the game for the L.A. Rams. Wow. So what does your simulations have on Rams hosting the Arizona Cardinals tonight?
I actually have the upset. I have a very close game. Now, This is a little bit, there are some indications. I would like it better if James Conner were 100% healthy, because despite, like, you know, James Conner has his limitations, but his use in the red area is, you know, he has a bunch of touchdowns for a reason, right? He's a special red area guy, and especially with all those injuries to their safeties, and their linebacker level is the most targetable level. You can ask Kyle. I saw him. I was at that game in week 18, that was special. That was a lot to watch. It was incredible, and it was just as red in there as it was, you know, Rams blue. But that linebacker level is super targetable, and that scares me for the Rams. Now, the Rams would be a better matchup for the Niners than the potentially healthier Cardinals, just based on, like, personnel groupings. But I think that the you know, if you're a Niners fan, you're rooting for the Rams tonight for sure.
All right. We forgive you. As always, great show, and we really enjoy it. You were there.
I chose the Niners. Like, my model picked the Niners against the Rams, so I was really happy about that.
You did.
And my barista this morning was like, you were on meme alert. All of you picked the Cowboys, because he is a monstrous Niners fan. And I was like, you are absolutely right. I hope my coffee tastes okay.
Barista where? Do you like Peach? Do you like Starbucks? Where do you go in the morning?
It's my Starbucks barista, and he is the biggest Niners fan. He literally was crying at the game. He was so happy to be here in SoFi and see that big comeback. And he's the best. Like, I really love this man. He's a really wonderful guy. But I felt bad. He's like, meme alert. You all chose against us. Look what we did. And he's like, you better choose against us next. He goes, it's not personal. It's math. And he's like, I forgive you. I guess.
That's classic.
That win was venti.
Yeah, that was. Yeah,
exactly.
Venti win. Very nice. Exactly. Cynthia, it's always great. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. It's always great to talk to you.
Thank you. Yeah, have a great day. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Cynthia. You
come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.